This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today in class. And I wanted to say thank you to Rich Eben and Gwyneth. They ran solo this week, did an outstanding job. And class, it's not always easy to broadcast for 2 hours by yourself, and that's what they did. So I wanted to say thank you to Gwyneth and Rich. Outstanding job. And today we've got hour number one. Kathy in Ohio will be teaching us about domestic engineering, saving money. And hour number two, Bert in California. Bert Bertonis is going to be interviewing me, asking me all kinds of questions about, I'm not exactly sure about what. I believe it's most likely he'll be talking about preparedness and asking me who, what, when, where, why, and how regarding preparedness and maybe some things that I have done. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't received any email saying, hey, Vinny, here's what I'd like to talk about. So I'll find out when you find out. So that'll be live, hour number two. And so welcome, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing really well. You know, Kathy, I wanted to ask you, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but someday, would you like to take the broadcast solo? Is that something that you'd like to do?
Well, Vince, if I could help you out, I would do it. I do like to talk, so I would try it if you were in that situation. I'm not as experienced as your other instructors, but if you got in a situation, I would do it for you. Yes,
that is so impressive. It really is. And I was telling Jason, who's engineering the broadcast at GCN this morning, that I'm just so delighted that's who we are. I mean, we just do what we need to do at the time. And, you know, for someone, you just called in and I liked you so well that I invited you to be on the air with me, and then more and more and more, and you prepare and you show up on time and you do everything that, you know, you would expect an instructor to do. You do it all and you do it so well. And I thought I would just ask you. And so there's the answer, class. That is indicative of who we are. And so, as a teacher, non-degreed teacher, so I don't have a degree in education. I've never been trained on how to be a teacher. I'm just figuring it out on the fly. But as a teacher, I am so impressed when students become instructors and instructors lead the class. I mean, it's the ultimate for me as a teacher to watch this happen. And you just heard it happen live on radio. So, Kathy, what do you have for our class today? Where would you like to go?
Well, Vince, I just wanted to say that the feeling was mutual. The first time I talked to you, you were just so easy to talk to. And I think sometimes you just know when you first meet someone that you have almost like this could be a friendship. And to me, that's what it is. And I appreciate everything you've done for us all, instructors and students.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's a passion that I have. I can't explain why, but I can tell you this, Kathy, and I don't think I've ever asked you this, but I've asked all the instructors over the years, over the roughly 10 years. And I've asked it this way, and I've asked myself this. And the question is, have you felt some inner guidance, some kind of a presence that has directed you to be an instructor and share information? Now, the answer for every single one that I've asked has said yes. How about you?
Yes, I have. I never expected when I called. It was just sort of a random, innocent call, but it was something I kind of felt led to do. And then I think for me, I was like, as I got older, I noticed my kids would call and they'd say, "Mom, I have a friend and they have this problem or they have this issue, or do you have any remedies for a cold or a sore throat?" And I kept getting all these calls from people, and I thought, well, maybe they just have tried some of the things I've said and it worked. And so when I talked to you, it was just sort of like a progression. Like, I was extremely nervous at first, but I guess I just decided, well, if I can help somebody, then that's where I'm at. So
wonderful. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that it worked out that way. So what is on the blackboard for today? What would you always like to start with?
I have some ideas for things for Christmas that if somebody would like to buy something, as far as being prepared, I have some ideas and thoughts about just a few garden things that you can still do, or if you don't, like, there might be some people that have maybe are on zone 6 or 7 that are still dealing with the garden, or you can use them for next year. I have some ideas about things I've seen at the store and what I'm seeing and not seeing and some of the things that I've purchased.
Okay.
The thing for Christmas, I bought they're a pair of scissors, and they're called a 5-blade pair of scissors. And they actually cut, like if you want to cut green onion tips or chives or herbs that are long and stringy, they work beautifully. And so I bought a pair of those, and they came with a little metal, it looks like a disc, and it's got little holes in it, and it's called a leaf stripper. And so you can use it for fresh or dehydrated or herbs. And, like, let's say you have rosemary. Well, if you use your hands and you're stripping a lot of rosemary, it wears on your fingers, and it's hard, but they've got different holes. And I dehydrated a whole bunch of herbs, and I just hadn't had a chance to strip them. And the holes are real tiny. They're probably, the smallest one's probably like 1/8 of an inch, and it goes up to about 1/2 inch. So you can just run your herbs right through that. So you can strip oregano or basil or any of your things that you've dried. You can even do it fresh too. And those run together, I think it ran like $15, $16, but you can buy them separately too. But that was a nice thing, and it saves me a lot of time for all the fresh garden produce and the herbs that I had. The other thing that I would recommend is there's a, you know, with the way our situation is today, you know, we don't know whether we're going to get locked down again or whether we can even afford to go to the doctor. So I've gotten a few things. They make massage balls that you can, like, roll against, or you can rub or lay on them. And sometimes you have what I've learned are called, like, trigger points. And it'll be, like, one spot that's really sore. It might be in the middle of your back or on your hip. Well, you can roll on those, and some of them are smooth. Some are spiky, and there's one called a Mobi. It's M-O-B-I. I think it's called a Mobi Point T. trigger ball. And that one is really good for your feet. I know you can get them online, and you can get them at Dick's Sporting Goods. I checked online, and Dick's online was out. I did find one on Amazon, but you can roll them on the arches of your feet and go, like, horizontal, and it'll break up, like, if you have foot cramps or, like, a tendon that's sore or injury. A lot of times they're really good for breaking up, like, scar tissue or an injury, a problem. So those are some things I think that if we can do some of those things ourselves, if we can't go. I bought some DVDs, some exercise videos. Like, I'm kind of thinking, like, self-help. Like, there's some for stretching and strengthening. There's certain ones you can get. Like, I've got some back DVDs. Some are back exercises. Some combine yoga or, like, core exercises like Pilates. But I found that those really help, that I can do that myself. So I think that would be imperative to have those on hand, because if you can't go to the gym or you don't want to go or you can't go to the doctor, at least if you have some strengthening your physical therapy type DVDs that you can maybe help fix some physical problems or help strengthen you yourself.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
No, that's great. Please continue.
The other thing is I asked my husband to buy me. I was watching a video, and he's called M.I. Gardner, Michigan Gardner, and he's real close to the type of weather that I have. It's like the same zone. And he had a video, and he bought a small distiller, and he bought it for making essential oil because he has a lot of herbs. And he actually showed it. It was very easy, and he had mint. And he took the mint and he put it in, and he showed how the oil drips out into like a container. And I thought that for me, I have so much oregano and rosemary and lavender and mint. And I just have so many herbs that a lot of times I just don't know what to do with it all. So I thought if I made my own oregano oil, which is a very good antiviral, antibiotic type oil and an immune. Now, you know, it's very strong, so that you have to know how to dilute it and use it. But I'm thinking ahead, like, well, if I can't get it at the store or the price gets so high, I can dilute or use these and distill them myself. So I did ask for that for Christmas, and it was right around $100. And it's a 3-gallon distiller. Now, you know, most people that use distillers, I'm sure they use them for making wine or alcohol, which I don't know that I'll do that because I don't really use that. But it would be something for me to look into in the event that I can't get the other product.
Okay. So when you're going to use this distiller, is this something that goes on the stove? Do you use it with a gas stove? Do you use it outside? Do you make a fire? What do you use for the heat source for your distiller?
It was on a stove, and it hooks up.
Okay.
It's got a pot, and then it's got a little piece that goes on top, and a tube that drips into a little cup, so you can get the oil from
okay.
out.
Okay, very good. We'll be right back with Kathy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GC. FDICNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So what else can you use a distiller for? Well, class, we have an off-grid solar system. Off-grid, on-grid, hybrid, and it uses about 10 gallons of distilled water every few months. So that's an enormous amount of distilled water. My thoughts were, what happens? What happens when I can't get distilled water for 88 cents a gallon at Menards or the Chinese factory outlet? Well, I mean, I'd hate to not have electricity because of something as simple as not having distilled water. And if I use tap water, which is from our well, it has lots of lime in it and calcium, and that would destroy the cells, the nickel iron cells. So I went to Craigslist and I found a guy who was selling a distiller. It's all stainless steel, but didn't work. But he had two more just like it. So I bought all three of them, and I haven't put them together yet, but I hope I can make two out of the three. So, yeah, a distiller is something you might want to think about. And what can you distill? A lot of things. Water. You can, make your own spirits. I mean, alcohol. You can do all that with a distiller. So you might want to look into one for yourself. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, Vince, that was my thinking. I when I watched the video, it sort of intrigued me, and he had tested a few of them, and this was one that it was moderately priced. It's not a high-end one, but I'm not that experienced, so I didn't want to spend a lot of money on something that maybe I wouldn't really use or didn't feel like, it was paid for itself. So I thought, well, just if I can learn to do it, that's where I was on it. The other product that I was thinking of, and you're looking at like long-term food. I haven't tried these. These are a few things that I have asked for Christmas for myself also. I've never tried them, but I've read reviews and I've listened to people doing some of the reviews on them, and there's a place called Augustin Farms, and they make like dehydrated or freeze-dried foods, and if you don't open them, a lot of those cans will last for 10, 20 years. So I got to thinking about if some of the things I use all the time, one of them was a butter powder, and that one got good reviews, and they showed how they used it. So a lot of people said they could use it in bread making, if they could substitute it for butter, if they were short on butter. People used it. You have to mix it with water. But that was one that I'm going to try. The other one was a lemon. I got a big 5-pound can of, like, lemon peel and dehydrated lemon, and it was organic. Because, I mean, if we get in a situation, I don't grow lemons. I'm not in the climate to grow lemons. But it's good to use it for lemon water or for the vitamin content, the vitamin C that we may need. So, and that's a long-term storage thing. And if I open it, I can always put it in jars and use my vacuum sealer on it too, or my brake leader and use it in a jar. So those were two things that I thought. And they also had a tomato powder that people raved about. I've never tried it, but they said it's very useful, especially if you don't have enough products. You can mix it with water and you get the tomato flavor. It makes a sauce or a juice. So anyway, that was a couple things on the Christmas list. And my children had all asked for, instead of getting things like DVDs and things like that, they're all getting some sort of tool or a household item, a very useful, which I almost look at it as a prepper item. And that was all on their own. They all came up with these on their own. So I think even my children are starting to think long-term that way, too.
Very interesting that you said it that way. Kathy used a term, and I don't know if you heard it clearly or not. The term was Mighty Vac. I'm going to spell this for you. It's sometimes it's spelled one word, sometimes it's two words. MITYVAC. So it's MITYVAC or MITY space VAC. It's an automotive tool. It's used for bleeding brakes. It's a hand pump. You squeeze this, these two levers, and it will create vacuum. And Kathy uses that to evacuate the air out of things she wants to preserve. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor, and The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign legal effort to overturn the results of Nevada's presidential election will be decided Friday after Carson City District Court Judge James Russell said he wanted more time to review the evidence. Attorneys for the Trump campaign and defendants, which are basically the electors to cast the state's 6 electoral votes, to prepare for a proposed order by 10 a.m. Pacific on Friday. He said he wanted to give both sides enough time to potentially appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Evidence of voter fraud emerges in Georgia. Security video from State Farm Arena shows poll supervisors telling all observers to leave as counting was stopped for the night on election night. When the room was clear, four poll workers are seen pulling numerous suitcases from under tables stuffed with ballots. They then began counting the ballots without any supervisors or observers present. Georgia's governor now wants a signature audit of Georgia ballots. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The American Red Cross is asking for your donation of blood, especially if you've recovered from COVID-19.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over a 250,000 courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
Astronomers have taken a step towards understanding how the moon might have formed out of a giant collision between the early Earth and another massive object 4.5 billion years ago. Scientists led by United Kingdom's Durham University ran supercomputer simulations on the Dirac High Performance Computing Facility to send a Mars-sized planet called Theia crashing into early Earth. The moon is thought to have formed in a collision between early Earth and Theia, which scientists believe might have been an ancient planet in our solar system, about the size of Mars. The simulations developed an orbiting body that could have evolved into a moon-like object. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. Class, I was listening intently to the bottom of the hour news and commercial announcements and right here at USA Prepares from GCN. And I heard something that was quite startling to me. And I want you to listen to the seventh word that I'm about to say. Ready? Okay. The Red Cross wants you to donate. Seventh word is donate. Part of your body, your blood, so that they can sell it to companies that make a globulin product and then sell it to corona victim patients. So the Red Cross wants you to give them the raw material, give them, donate your blood so that they can sell it, meaning the Red Cross can sell it to companies that will make a a product to treat corona victim patients. So I just want to let you know that that's what the Red Cross does. So don't think that they're this wonderful organization. They're a corporation. They're in business to get things for free and then sell them. So that's what the Red Cross does. And my uncles who were in World War II despised the Red Cross. Because what they did was they would get coffee donated from the coffee manufacturers in the United States. And then the Red Cross would heat that up and mix it with a little bit of water and then sell it to the GIs. The Red Cross. Taking your donations and making a profit. Under the guise of being this nice organization. So they figured out how to do it, and they've been doing it for a long time. Kathy, you mentioned some Christmas gifts. I've got a couple I just wanted to share very quickly. There's a great book that I have in our library. It's called The Black and Decker. Black, the color black, and Decker, Complete Guide to Home Wiring. It's $5.36, available on eBay shipped. That's going to be used. But it is a fabulous book. I've recommended it many times here on USA Prepares. So for those who want to learn how to fix those light switches and sockets and they want to know how their breaker panel works, it is fabulous. It's world-class, best-in-class. $5.36 used. I just bought another one. Why? I know there's someone who's going to need it. I just don't know who it is yet. And as far as DVDs, if you can find the series Jericho, it is about what happens in a small village in Kansas when the country loses its electricity and the takeover begins. And it's neighbor against neighbor. It's neighbors working together, neighbors fighting each other. And you'll get a chance to see what humanity devolves to. Another one is Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, exclamation point. I'm watching it for the second time. There's five years worth in the complete series. The first 4 years are black and white. It's from the 1960s. It is it's set in France toward the end of World War II, and it will show you how miserable things can get and how desperate people can get and how poor people can be when everything that they built up has been removed from them. Either it's been taken at the muzzle of a gun or it's been obliterated with bombs, mortars, cannons, rifle shots, pistol shots, hand grenades, and composition 4, C4, or composition 2, explosives, high explosives. So just a thought. You might want to consider that and sharing that with your family because it will help you prepare for what I believe is coming. And I mentioned that we are in the second American Revolution combined with the second Civil War, and it hasn't gotten quite hot yet. Normally, I am wrong in terms of timing. I expect it to happen sooner than it does. But I still believe that it is on its way in a more violent way. I believe that the shooting will begin more and more and more as we go down the road, because the president has not left office. Now, either he'll be thrown out or he will stay. If he's thrown out, there'll be an escalation in violence. If he stays, there'll be an escalation in violence. So that's my thinking. Kathy, any comments?
Those are good ideas, Vince, because I think if you can visualize the reality of what can happen, I do think it changes your mindset. It helps you to prepare.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, class, what we're talking about is the bottom line, I guess you can say, is if you meet with your family and you have dinner with them tonight, and we're starting to have more and more of these meetings because more and more of our children are moving in with mom and dad. That's what's happening by necessity because of the Who has a job? Hardly anybody has a real job anymore. And so there's more time for the 1950s and the 1960s style family. And that's what we have here at our farm. You know, the children live with us and they participate in farming. And heck, they're going to inherit the farm. I mean, if we can hold on to it. So it's to their benefit. It's to everybody's benefit to work together. Everybody realizes that. So we don't waste anything. We don't, there are no frills here. We don't have any desire to go to the movies. I mean, really? Why? If I had a choice between spending, I don't even know how much a movie costs, but if I had a choice between buying a used video of the movie or going to the movies, I would rather have the used video because I could watch it again. And I can make my own popcorn, which is darn close to being free. I think you can make popcorn if you buy a bag of popcorn and a pat of butter for about 10 cents. I imagine that's probably $5 or more at the movie theater. And then if you want more, you can make another 10 cent pot of popcorn. Put a little salt on it if that's what you want. So the simple things, I think that's where we're headed, Kathy. Going back to a more simple life as a result of the corona panic. Any thoughts?
Yeah, Vince, because I think we're going to be forced to, or maybe people are going to realize, let's get what's important. And you mentioned having a family meeting. I had my children over and grandchildren over for Thanksgiving, and we said our prayer. And at the end of the prayer, we were all standing in a circle and, you know, thanking God for our food, and we got all done. And my one son said, with everybody there, okay, we need to talk about what are we going to do if all this escalates and we have rioting. Where are we going to go and what are we going to bring? And so we had a discussion about it. So I didn't prompt it. It was on his mind. And so we sort of have formed a plan of what we're going to do. So
I really do. That Kathy, that's what we've been talking about for years, having those kinds of discussions where everybody in the boat is pulling his own weight and wants to, without dissension. Did everybody agree with your son? Did everybody say, yeah, let's talk about it? Did logic prevail? Meaning, did the best recommendations, were they adopted?
Yeah, because they're going to come to our house because we have land, we have water, we have a well, we have a barn. We can grow things. We're out. You know, we're not in a subdivision or in the city. And they all agreed that ours would be the best place to go. And so that, you know, and everybody agreed. We don't have the biggest house, but we can accommodate the family if we need to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I keep going back to Combat, that television series. Class, if you watch Combat, you'll see some of these French farmhouses, and they were Spartan. There was hardly anything there, very little furniture. The water came from outside. You had to go get it and bring it into the house. There were no flushing toilets. There's no fancy paintings on the wall, no fancy curtains. I mean, it was as basic as you could get. And people lived like that. Very few tractors, very few mechanized pieces of equipment. It was horses. We're talking about 1944. Horses. And farming was done by hand. And people got along just fine. They didn't have clothing that they could change three times a day like the Kardashians. They had, you know, one jacket, maybe a couple pairs of pants, maybe a couple shirts, maybe one pair of shoes. That's the way it was. And they got along just fine. So I think we're going back to basics because of necessity. So I hope you have that meeting with your family and let everybody contribute. For example, Kathy, yesterday, I mentioned probably a week ago that I bought a farm bell. And you've seen these. These are those. They weigh about 53 pounds. Is made, the one I have was made in Ohio, out your way. It's made by the Crystal Metal Company, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L Metal Company. And it's a number 2 Farmabel. It weighs 53 pounds, and it's made out of cast iron. They started making them in 1850 for about 50 years, so 1850 to 1900. So if you have one of the newest ones, it's going to be 120 years old. If you have one of the original models, it's going to be 170 years old. Have you seen these, Kathy?
I don't think so, Vince. I don't think I know. Maybe if I saw a picture. I can't visualize seeing
It's a great big bell, and it sits on a post. And it has typically would have a rope. So let's say it might be 8 feet up in the air. And what would happen is if you wanted to call the family back to the kitchen for lunch, you ring the bell because they're out in the field. You know, they're working in the field back in the 1800s. So I found one of these and I bought it. And I wanted to put it on a post. And there are several locations where we could put it on our farm. Well, but that's not what I did. What I did was I had the whole family. I said, okay, where do you think this bell should go? I asked everybody. Called everybody around and said, here's the bell. We can put it on a post. We can hang it off the side of the house. And a lot of ways we can mount this. We can mount it on an iron post, a steel post. We can build a concrete post. We can take some wood, make a form, fill it with rebar and concrete, and make a concrete post, you know, like they have in cities, lampposts, or they used to. Or we can buy a pressure-treated post. What do you think we should do? And where should it go? And I got everybody's agreement so that no one can say, why'd you put it there? What's the matter with you? So that's the way we do things here. Everybody agrees. And this is just about a simple farm bell. And why did I buy the farm bell? Because I want to make sure that in really bad times, if I need to call the family or they need to call me, they can ring the bell. And you can hear this thing for about a mile. Literally. So if you want to look it up, it's the... It's the Farm Bell, number 2. You'll find it on the internet.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about domestic engineering. She's our domestic engineering instructor. Kathy, I wanted to share something with the class. One of the things I'm concerned about going forward is hygiene. And so that soap is a big deal. Now, we don't really think of soap, it's just have it, right? Well, what if you run out of it? That would be a big problem. So the place to buy soap, I believe, the best bang for the buck I have found is Sam's Club. And they have a soap called Dial. It's made by a company called Dial, D-I-A-L. And they have it in yellow, and they have it in blue. Now, the blue bar or the blue wrapper is actually white in color. The soap is white in color. And it's called Dial Antibacterial Deodorant Soap. Spring water. 4 ounces, 22 in a package, $8.98. So it comes out to 41 cents a piece, which I think is a pretty good value. But it stinks. Now, they have it in yellow. It doesn't smell quite as bad as the blue does, the blue wrapper. But the yellow comes off on your skin, and your towels will turn kind of a tannish brown color. And you'll wonder, what the heck happened to these towels? Well, it's the soap. It's the dye in the soap. So the white soap, which is in the blue package called spring water, I think is the best way to go. But it stinks. It's heavily, heavily, heavily perfumed. So I've tried all kinds of things. I put it in a car outside, and we have an old Mercedes ML 320 with a hatchback. And so I put it in a bucket. I take them out of the package, put them in a bucket. I leave them in the individual wrappers, but I take them out of the case wrapping, put them in a 5-gallon bucket, and it takes weeks and weeks for some of the smell to volatilize. And it's so strong that it will chase me right out of the bathroom if we stored, 22 of these in a package in the bathroom. So what I do is I put them in this car, and I let the smell volatilize mostly, but it still stinks. So then what I do is when I bring it in the house, I'll wrap it in a Ziploc bag to keep the smell from escaping, because it's that powerful. So if you put it in a drawer or cabinet in the bathroom, it'll still chase you out. And I thought, what do we do with this? Well, there's a great answer. I use it to keep the mice away from our equipment in the barns and the cars that we don't happen to be driving at the moment. So in the trunk, a couple bars. Under the seat, a couple bars. On top of the air cleaner, under the hood, a couple bars. Nobody likes it. The mice don't like it. The rodents don't like it. The opossums don't like it. And now that soap is a tax deduction because of the use. So when I get audited, I'm looking forward to this this auditor saying to me, Mr. Finelli, you have declared soap, Dial soap, as a tax deduction. How do you figure that? I'll say, well, how many did I buy? Wow, it looks like you bought $100 worth. Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, I use it to keep the animals from eating our equipment in the barns and our farm equipment. So now what would normally be something that's not tax deductible to me is tax deductible because of the way I'm using it. Now, I might later on decide that, well, I guess I'll use it for soap. But right now, I'm using it to keep the animals away. Kathy, your thoughts on that?
Well, Vince, I wonder, you had mentioned it to me before about the yellow coming off because my husband uses Dial. And the next time that I order from Sam's, I'm going with the blue because, and I will open it up. Maybe I can just open it up and put it outside if it's a nice sunny day and let it, some of the smell go away. But you're right. That's a good deal for the size soap that you have.
Yeah, and soap used to be 5 ounces, class. Actually, it used to be 8 ounces. Some of them, like the Fells Naphtha and the Octagon soap, used to be about 8 ounces. And they improved it. The marketing people and the accountants got involved, and it got down to 5 ounces. And now it's down to 3.2 ounces. So you take 5 ounces minus 20%, you get 4 ounces. You take 4 ounces minus 20%, you get 3.2 ounces. So pretty soon we're going to have the fun size, and that'll be like the the motel size, where it's about the size of a domino. That's what marketing and accounting has done to us. What's next, Kathy?
Vince, I wanted to quickly mention a couple things, what you can do, like at their stores and if and when you go. Every store has a markdown clearance section, a grocery store. And I went to a health food store the other day, and I could not believe the markdowns that they had. And some of the products were nearing expiration, and some had just expired. But there were some $35 products marked down to $1 and $2. It was great. But if you look around your grocery stores or your outlet stores, they all have markdowns. And if you can take advantage of it and stock up when you see it, you know, if you go now. I know a lot of people aren't, but I did have to go for a couple things that I couldn't find online.
Those are really good points. And what you can do is wrap them so that there's less air exchange. So you put it in an old spaghetti, you know, a clean, washed-out spaghetti jar with the rubberized lid, you know, the way they used to come in glass, and keep the air from exchanging, and those products will last even longer. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ben. Bye.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.